here we are back, WWGH Radio, a getaway Friday morning, last Friday in November 2019, November 29th, 15 minutes past the hour, and you're here on a great day because we have got a lot of great programming coming up for the rest of the day. Another hour here on this program with Jeff Ruth, and then from 10 to 12 today, Charlie Evers will be in. Jeff will join Charlie for the first hour of that program, and then we will have a live performance of Christmas music to ring in the holiday season from the great Leshefsky family, starting at 11:15 this morning and running through 1 o'clock. And, of course, Charlie and I will be together from 12 to 1 today for the Exchange Club. So lots of local stuff.
Have you told your listeners you have the Christmas decorations up?
I haven't. We came in Wednesday night, and we've put the tree up, and we've got Christmas hat here on the desk, and Santa Claus is in front of you. You know, that Santa Claus, still, if you hit the button, he still works.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and all this reindeer pullin' on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus is coming tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and all this reindeer pullin' on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing.
I should get my mother that for Christmas.
You like that?
Yeah.
Now tell people what Santa's doing.
He's a little bit of a twist.
He's doing the twist.
His feet aren't moving, but the rest of his body is moving.
That's really Chubby Checker dressed up like Santa Claus. And you've broken the mic stand now. you got the mic stand tied up in the garland, and you've destroyed it. Well, are we not festive here? We've got a. How do you think the tree looks?
That tree over there?
Oh, no, our tree over here.
Oh, that tree
the
looks a little thin in the middle, but it doesn't look too bad.
And we've got wreaths up in the studio and Santa Claus.
You got a little miniature tree over there. You got a little tree here.
You got the red beads. Those are the Greek Christmas beads. Do you know what this witch hat is? Right here on the desk? Right here on the corner, do you know what this is?
That's a witch's hat.
That is a witch's hat.
Oh, I thought that was a Christmas tree.
It is. It's a Christmas tree.
Oh, okay.
Most people don't get that. They think it's just a witch's hat for Christmas.
Oh, no. I thought it was a Christmas tree.
Christmas tree. And we've got garland everywhere in the studio. And are you festive for the holiday? Do you put up a tree at your house?
When I was married and Brian was young, yeah, we always did the live tree and we did the decorations. But since he's gotten older and has moved out of the house and is in Columbus and I'm basically by myself, no, I don't.
You don't get out?
I'll get a little bit out, but no, I don't do the tree anymore.
Now, we should mention, if you want to get your letter to Santa out, do it quick because you will get a response from Santa Claus. Santa Claus P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Now, our new address this year, because every year we do Christmas cards, if you send us a Christmas card here and you put a return address on it, we will hang your Christmas card in the office, keep it here all season, and we will send you a card back again if you put the return address on it. Here comes the address, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208. Suite 208. And, of course, you know the rest. Marion, Ohio, 43302.
What one tradition that we do when my dad would have been probably first grade, second, whatever year Mickey Mouse came out, like late 1920s?
28, I think.
28, okay. Yep. He got from his Sunday school teacher a Mickey Mouse Christmas ornament. And every year he hung that on the Christmas tree. And this will be the first year that he has it. That was always a tradition. He would always hang Mickey Mouse, but my mother will hang Mickey up. But that was from, what, 1928 or 1929. That's probably worth a couple of bucks.
I would imagine so. The early Mickey Mouse stuff was very popular, very nostalgic now.
Yeah.
For people.
Yeah.
Now, early in hour number one here, and I hope this is it, because you don't really know I didn't show up for rehearsal this morning, so I don't know if this is the song or not. But you were talking, many years at MRN, there was a Porky Pig Blue Christmas song that we play at the holidays. Now, we're going to try this. I think this is it. If it's not, you'll tell me.
Do you have the name of the person?
I have. Here's what it says. Let me see here what I have. It says, Blue Christmas with Porky Pig. It gives me the lyrics, but it doesn't tell me who sang it.
Okay.
Do you know who sang it?
Well, I would, if I had heard the name, I would remember, because I remember reading about it.
Tell me if this sounds like it. Well, we'll start here for a second. If it doesn't sound like it, then we'll try to find the real one. The Prelude.
No, that's not the one.
That's not the one?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's the funny one. Is it funny?
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh, maybe this is it, because this says funny. Porky Pig sings Elvis Presley's Blue Christmas.
Yeah, that would be it.
This is, okay, this is the one. Now we're all excited. Yeah. Now we're going to hear this thing. All right, let's see if this is it. Coming around the corner. Okay. Anytime. Okay.
Yep, this is it.
Let's take a listen.
I'll have a blue at Christmas without you. I'll feel so blue. It just thinking about you. It'll be decorations of red. On a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas but I'll have a blue Christmas. Oh, baby, I don't miss you.
What a Christmas tradition.
And there's that one guy, it's probably had like 8 gin and tonics or whatever that you can hear in the background.
Some hooping and hollering.
So
there.
Yeah, right.
Now, that became a tradition that you would play on Christmas Eve?
During the Christmas holiday season.
Oh, you play that a lot.
a couple of times. You didn't want to overextend it, but I played it a couple of times.
Wind it up a little bit. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I've told you about the Eartha Kitt story, right? When I was at MRN. It's a holiday story, so I'll tell it.
Okay,
here on this.
Doesn't ring a bell.
What happened was, the first year I was there, the news director left right after the election, which would have been in November. I think that was his last week. Jim Howell was the news director. So he leaves, and I was the reporter at the time. I was filling in for you. And Jim just left, and one day they said, okay, well, you're going to do that job now. So then I was there at 4 o'clock every morning. But one of the duties of being news director at that time was hosting Morning Magazine. Well, I ended up hosting it through the first of the next year. And I was doing it during the holiday season. Well, again, during the holiday season, people like to hear Christmas music. And if you don't have a guest booked or you need to stall for a minute, you would play.
And usually that last week or 10 days before Christmas was tough to get somebody on.
And a lot of times the office was closed, so you'd have to time it where you'd have to unlock the door for them. So it really got complicated as you got closer to the holiday. Well, starting after Thanksgiving, like today, I started playing Christmas songs. Well, the way the WMRN system was in those days, you'd have like songs you could put up in blocks, so you wouldn't have to go searching for them. All you had to do was punch the block, and the song would play. Well, I never really paid attention to what songs I was playing, because I just had a few Christmas songs picked out, and I would hit the block. I would say, okay, here's another Christmas song, and boom, there goes the song. Well, about 3 days before Christmas, the first year I was there, I got a Christmas card, and I thought, oh, this is great, at the station. And I go back, and I pick up the Christmas card, and it says, Dear Scott, we like the program, we like you hosting Morning Magazine, but if you play Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt one more time, we're going to throw the radio out the window. So apparently I was punching Eartha Kitt a little too much, and I guess that wore on people's nerves. But, you know, you really, did you pay attention to what you were playing?
Yeah, I did because I like a lot of Christmas songs. And so that's why I love Trans-Siberian Orchestras. So I would, not to the point where it was overkill, but I had my favorites that I would like to play.
Don't they always perform in Columbus this time of year?
They're going to be there on the 26th of December, the day after Christmas.
That's a good time for them to show up when Christmas is over.
Yeah.
Let's go in and play Christmas music.
They usually appear like in that week between, because they go till about January 1st, but they always seem to hit Columbus, you know, that week right after Christmas for whatever reason.
They must not come up with the moolah in Columbus to get them here during the holiday season.
Boy, they put on a fantastic show if you ever get a chance to see them.
Does it feel Christmassy the day after Christmas?
The day after, maybe. A week later, no. But the day after, you're still kind of in that spirit.
Now, do you have a favorite holiday Christmas memory from childhood or even beyond?
It was one that wasn't a favorite, but we used to go, my dad's parents lived in Pennsylvania, and we'd usually go to Chambersburg for Thanksgiving. And then my mother's parents lived in Youngstown, so we'd usually go to Youngstown for Christmas. And my mother's sister, they lived in Philadelphia, so Joe and Hank and Tommy would come out from Philadelphia, and we'd all get together in Youngstown at my grandparents. And I was probably 8 or 9, I wanted a popcorn popper because I loved to eat popcorn. So I got a popcorn popper for Christmas. So Christmas night, we're cooking popcorn, and some of us watching TV, and some of us might have been playing dominoes or something. And once you put the oil in, that was enough oil for the, whether you wanted, you know, one serving, two servings, or whatever. Well, I went back and wanted more popcorn, so I put more oil in. And the pan caught fire, and the flames were shooting up. I mean, they actually were blackening the ceiling. And I think it was my aunt that yelled, fire. This was like 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night, Christmas night. She yelled, fire. And nobody did it. And then it was like, there's a fire in the kitchen. And we all jumped up. And, I mean, this thing was, it was pretty massive. And my dad or my uncle was able to put the lid on the pan and got a towel or whatever. And you know, there were some sparks or whatever, but I mean, the ceiling was black and it was really smoky. So my grandfather called the fire department there in Boardman, said there's no fire, but it was smoky, wanted to see if they could, you know, bring one of their fans or something. So 5 minutes later, and this is about 9:30 on Christmas night, two fire trucks, a hook and ladder truck, police car, and a ambulance five different vehicles showed up in front of theirs, lights blaring, sirens on, and of course everybody in the neighborhood, you know, comes outside to see what's going on. My grandfather was so embarrassed because when they called, it was like, you know, just, you know, bring one of your big fans over. You know, we got some smoke in the house, but there's no fire, no damage, anything like that. And I guess better be safe than sorry. I didn't think my grandfather would ever want me back in the house again. It was just one of those things. So I remember that from the standpoint that we ended up having to stand outside on Christmas night in the snow for about 30 minutes while everybody was inside, you know, blowing the smoke out of the house. So that's one that I remember, but not for a good reason.
That is a warm, fuzzy Christmas memory. If that doesn't get you in the Christmas spirit, I don't know what will.
Christmas was always, I mean, it was always family time. We always went to Christmas Eve services in the evening, got up in the morning and opened our presents. And it wasn't one really that stands out any more than another, but Christmas was always a very happy time in our household.
Now, being in radio, I think Charlie did this many years on the Palace stage. I've done it a few times. Every year Charlie does it during our Christmas special. Were you ever asked to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas somewhere?
I don't recall that I had been.
You've never done this? I'm going to ask you to do it here this morning.
Oh,
I'm going to put you on the spot because we need to get into the Christmas mood. And Charlie does it during the Christmas special, but I've got something planned for him later on this morning.
Okay.
I got the words for you. You don't have to do it by memory.
Good, because I couldn't do it by
memory.
This,
do you know this poem? It's only two pages.
Well, I know it. You want me to do it now?
Yeah. What do you want to... You want a rehearsal?
I don't think I need a rehearsal.
This will be good. Here you go.
I hope this isn't one that gets played for the next month or so. Okay.
No.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Go ahead.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the roof there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutter, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. the stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke had encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Oh, you did that very well. That was good. Now, what do you mean? Am I going to be playing that for the next month? What did that mean?
Well, just I know that you play some of the shows over, and I just don't want to be flipping the dial some afternoon and hearing me doing that.
Well, this show might be in repeats, but we're not going to play it every hour or anything like that.
Right.
Holy moly.
I did one Christmas Eve when I was working, and I got a call probably 8:30, 9 o'clock at night from, and I'd probably only been there 2 or 3 years, but gentleman called and couldn't get his son to go to sleep. And he says, I got a bunch of toys to put together. He said, could you talk to him? And as Santa, I was like, I guess I could. So I heard him say whatever, you know, Danny or whatever. He said, somebody wants to talk to you. And so he gets on the phone. I said, you know, is this Danny? Yeah, I said, Danny, this is Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho. Is it really you, Santa? And I said, it is Santa. And you know what? I'm right outside your front door, but I see that you're still up, and I can't come into your house with your presence unless you're in bed, and I have a lot of people I have to see tonight, and you're putting me behind schedule. So if you could go to bed real soon, I can get caught up and I can go to all the other, you know, children's homes. Really? And I said, really? Uh-huh. And he said, okay. And I said, well, Merry Christmas. And he said, Merry Christmas, Santa. And the phone, you know, kind of went dead. And the dad called me back 10 minutes later and said, thank you so much. And he said, you know, he went right to bed. So, you know, that, I mean, that was 40 years or close to it, but I happened to think about that. So.
You know, you and I both worked with Santa Claus at WMRN.
We certainly did.
Those were the Santa Call-In Show. Boy, that brings back memories.
It does. 8:15 to 9 o'clock in the morning.
Saturday morning.
And Santa lots of times had been out Friday night late. Santa was doing a lot of building ahead of time because he didn't want to get, you know, have to do everything the last week or so. And there were some nights that Santa came in and he had not had a whole lot of sleep.
I remember those mornings. I would hear the back door slam as Santa came in, and then you would, here comes Santa Claus. Who sings that? It was Burl Ives.
Burl Ives, yeah.
Burl Ives doing Here with Santa Claus. Yeah. And Santa's in the chair, and there you
Sometimes
go.
Sometimes you had to play it a couple of times before Santa would wake up.
Santa was very tired on Saturday mornings.
Santa always was there, though, because he was always very busy. But I don't think Santa ever missed a Saturday.
No, I don't think he did. But I think he probably thought about it from time to time. I remember one of those Santa call-in shows after I didn't go with Santa to a show at the Palace, but he was at a show at the Palace that I was at on a Friday night. And apparently Santa stayed out a little later than I did that night, because when Santa came in the next morning, it was an interesting Santa call-in show, that's for sure. But, boy, that, you know, that was a local radio thing. I always felt that show was so...
The Southland Mall used to sponsor that.
I thought, what a localized... That's local radio,
mm-hmm.
where you can call in and talk to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But
and Santa was very good when he would engage the youngsters.
Yeah, he was good with the kids.
Yeah.
He really was. Now, yeah. The first week I used to dread because that was the no call week.
It always took a while to get people accustomed, and it would always be the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Saturday after Thanksgiving, and that show was really where you had to get into Santa's background. You had to know what's Rudolph doing, what's Frosty doing, how many toys do you deliver each year?
What's Mrs. Claus like to bake in the kitchen today? And
favorite type of cookie?
Yep, you're right. Yep.
You had to do all those questions.
You did.
Because you had 45 minutes to fill, and usually there was only one sponsor for that show.
It was the Southland Mall. Well, it was either the Southland Mall, I think it was Southland Mall / JCPenney's.
Eventually it became, I don't want to get this wrong, but it was either the door guys in the last few years, or it was, Buckeye Collision. Might have been Buckeye Collision. The last few years, but I know that you would have about 4 commercials in that show, and that was it.
You're right.
For 45 minutes,
uh-huh.
And they were quick commercials.
Yeah.
And those first couple of weeks was a little bit of a strain. The only thing I liked about it was you got away from Tradio for a couple weeks, because that was Tradio time on Saturday morning.
It was, uh-huh. Yeah.
And nobody ever complained, though, about that. They allowed Santa.
And every once in a while... Like, ho, 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 this is Santa. Who's this? I have a refrigerator that I want to sell for $4. And it's like, no, I'm sorry, try Monday, but this is the Santa call-in show.
You would say that this is the Santa call-in, and they'd go, what?
Yeah.
This is the what? This is Tradio time. You never knew. I do want to remind people again, and Charlie, who's probably out in his car right now, or at least on his way here, this building is closed today. We did not know that, so you can't pick up your prize. And Charlie, I'll be down as soon as this show's over to let you in. And we have the Leszewskis coming up at 11 o'clock this morning, 11:15 through 1 o'clock during Charlie's show and my show. And you're going to hang around with Charlie for the first hour and chat with him about Peanut Push and... Okay, I don't think you've ever guessed it on Charlie's show, have you? Been an official guest on his show?
Well, just the one when we had his birthday party.
Right.
And I was one of many.
Yeah, but today, it'll be interesting. His theme song, you were talking about it earlier. The first time we played that, it was written by a guy named Paul Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Guy who sings it.
Yeah.
And the first time I heard it, I thought, Charlie is not going to like this. He's not going to like it. Because when Charlie first started here, we just had fiddle music. Because I don't think Charlie ever had a theme song. I don't think he ever had one at MRN. What used to play? You had that god-awful sports theme that used to play. But what used to play when Charlie was on, when he would come back from an hour break? That's a good trivia. I bet Charlie remembers.
I don't know.
You got to ask him that when he gets in here.
Yeah,
what used
know.
To play?
I don't know.
Because it wasn't that. Here we go. I hated that because it was programmed in, and when I would fill in for you, I didn't do the sports. So that would play, and then I would say, okay, here we go. Now we're going on to, whatever is next. Did you like that theme?
I tolerated it. It wasn't... something that I had necessarily looked forward, and it played like 8 times a day, so
people got annoyed with it.
Well, and we did eventually replace it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
After about 20 years, it had to go. But when Charlie first started here, he had fiddle music, so because I figured he could just talk over the top of it, he could come in anytime he wanted to. And that lasted about 9 months, and then one day Paul Savage showed up, the late Paul Savage, with this MP3 player with this song on it, and it was the song everybody hears to this day. And I thought, Charlie's not much into music outside of polka. I don't think he's gonna like this song, because it's like a minute and 10 seconds or something like that. And I thought, he's not gonna like this. So I put it in as a joke, because Charlie had never heard it. So one morning I put it in, and I thought, well, he'll say he hates that and that'll be the end of that. And 5 years later now, it plays all the time. And people know the lyrics to this thing. People sing it. I've been around people next to them when they'll quote the song to me, especially when it first started. They would quote that song a lot to me. There's something about that song. And Paul did other ones for us, but nothing like that song. I don't know what it is. Mm. You've heard it.
Many times.
Many times. It's got its own little thing, but it's a well-written song.
Yep, I don't know. And the sports theme, I don't know that it necessarily had a name. It wasn't the theme from Star Wars or anything like that. It was just, you know, kind of an instrumental. But you're right, it wore after a while.
I say god awful with the most kindness, with the kindest way I could say it. It was just so often. It was every half hour you heard this.
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah.
And it had no words, and it I don't even know if it really had any relation to sports.
I don't think it did. Yeah.
So was it there the entire time you start?
Well, when I first started doing sports, that was the theme song there, and eventually, as I said, it was Roger Ruth that complained about it. So eventually, we did change that.
After all that time and all that kerfluffle, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I'm just wondering, when WMRN used to have Lance Shear on from the State Patrol.
Right.
I was wondering, have you guys ever thought about getting that show back over on yours?
You know, we have talked about that. We actually talked with Mike Wilson and Glenn Coble about doing that on their programs. So that might be something that'll come about in the new year.
Well, I tell you, that's what I was thinking after it settles down.
Do you know who the guy is on over there in the morning now? What's his name?
No, I don't. Did Lance leave?
Is that it?
No, Lance is still with the patrol. We were Scott wanted to know if you knew who the morning person was at WMRN.
Oh, no, I don't. Yeah.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So, and Lance... Oh, Lance is not on anymore either. Okay, I get it now. So he's not doing that. Well, you know what? We'll look into that.
Well, I haven't heard it on WMRN, so I don't, Jeff would probably know.
Yeah, Lance used to do 10:15 till 11 o'clock on Fridays.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh well, I'll tell you what. Maybe I'll give him a call later on today.
He was very good.
Yeah. What's your headline? Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Bye bye. So, and by the way, if you do want to call in, you can. We always have the open phones here. 740-383-9944. You want to talk to Jeff, want to talk to me, have a question about anything, want to tell us about your Thanksgiving, go ahead. 740-383-9944. Or if you maybe have a favorite holiday memory. But is that totally gone now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Well, I heard you talking a week or two ago about your Thanksgiving and whether you were going to ask a certain individual to Thanksgiving.
Oh, that is true. That's right. I remember that.
Okay. Did you ask this person?
You know, I did ask them to Thanksgiving, and it turned out okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I spent the entire day before Thanksgiving with this person, which was fun.
Okay.
Yeah. So, did you do anything special for Thanksgiving?
I let my sister do all the work.
Let your sister do all the work.
Yeah.
Do you cook anything?
No.
Nothing?
No.
No. Well, why don't you like macaroni and cheese? You called in, but we never really elaborated on
this. Just the taste. I just don't think it has much of a taste. Now, like, I'll have, like the macaroni and, was it, like, beefaroni or so, with, like, the meat and the little macaroni thing. That's fine. But I just, for some reason, I don't know if it's the texture, but I just don't care for macaroni and cheese.
Charlie, his mother apparently used to cook it all the time, and he doesn't like the bubble. It's some bad memory from his childhood why he doesn't like it.
I just never cared. Macaroni and cheese and cottage cheese.
Oh, I love cottage cheese. Yeah,
now, see, I'll have like cheese on a pizza, or I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich, but no.
Nothing more than that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, are you in the holiday mood?
Yeah. We got a tree up last night. We got our bellies full. We're all in the mood.
All right.
Anyway, I got a question for Jeffrey.
Go ahead.
I missed the first part of the show this morning. I got in on your finger boots. When's it going to be?
It'll be a week from tomorrow. It's going to be December 7th, and it'll be at 10 o'clock in the morning, downtown Marion.
Now, is it going to be back on Main Street because of all the construction, or what?
It's going to be, we had it last year. For years, we had it kind of right in front of Charleston right. Place and well, right in front of where we're broadcasting from.
Right.
But last year we moved it down a block, and it's going to be down where we had it last year.
Right. I was just wondering because of all the construction, if you're still going to have it there on Main Street or not.
Yeah, it'll be where we had it last year.
Okay, I missed out on it. I wanted to make sure.
Okay.
So week from tomorrow.
Yes, week from tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
Okay, the boys said ho, ho, ho.
Okay, ho, ho, ho.
Okay, bye-bye.
And we should mention again that the Peanut Push is next Saturday. You can call WMRN and enter somebody for $20. The money goes to the Junior Service Guild. You can nominate people who cannot participate, maybe because of age or knee surgeries or something of that nature. There are a lot of good people in this community to nominate, you know. I mean, Charlie's the creator of this thing. I don't think he's going to get down and push a peanut, but you could nominate him.
Somebody wants to, donate basically $20 in Charlie's name? Yeah, absolutely.
We had talked during the break, Jack Kellogg, Mary Ellen Withrow. I don't think they've ever been nominated in the Peanut Push.
Well,
Jack was.
Right, yeah.
I don't think Mary Ellen ever has.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
Now, chances are she's not going to get down and push the peanut. I know she listens to this show. Now, Mary Ellen, if you want to push the peanut, you can. But, I think that'd be a nice gesture. You know, this is her 50th anniversary. 50th anniversary of being elected to the Elgin School Board, which is was the start of her political career. And it's the 25th anniversary of being nominated Treasurer of the United States. So it's a big year for her.
Okay.
And had two schools named in her honor.
That's right.
What a better year to nominate make her. Now, what if Mary Ellen had more money donated? She wouldn't be the king.
She'd be the queen.
So there's a king and a queen every year.
We do a king, a queen, and then we do a prince and a princess.
So why is the king always mentioned but not the queen?
Because the king always seems to bring in more money than the queen.
Well, what if the queen did?
Well, then the queen would get top billing for that year.
So there, in 50 years, there's never been a top dollar queen?
Not in my memory, because, as I said, I told that story last hour about the person with the Marion City Schools, and Bob Sander, for a number of years, always brought in the most money. So since I've been doing it, it's always been a man that has brought in more money than a woman. But by all means, love to have a woman bring in more money than a man. There's nothing that says a man has to bring in more money.
Well, wouldn't that be interesting? Because 2019, that's 100 years to the date that women got the right to vote. This is the year to have the queen be the top dog.
Okay. So if somebody wants, I know Diane Morgan is running for queen. If somebody wants to make sure that Diane brings in more money, say, than Daniel Bradshaw, give Diane a couple $1,000 and that'll probably do the trick.
Just go into your pocket, grab that chump change down there, that couple $1,000, and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
She'll be the queen.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of great people in the community who could be the queen.
Sure.
But not a lot of women get down and push the peanut, though.
No, it's...
Do any women? I don't.
Out of 50, there might be 3 or 4 women that do it. Yeah, there's not a lot of women that do that. But we have had women that have done it before.
But it's not a big. Has a woman ever had the peanut trophy?
No.
Is the trophy of a peanut?
It's got like a little peanut on the top. You know, it's like right first place. 2019 WMRN Peanut Push. It does have a little picture of a peanut.
Well, see,
a display of a peanut.
This is a good niche this year to push it for women to take over this event. Why not?
Okay.
That's the way to do it.
Fine.
Got to do what you got
to
do.
I'd love to have more women involved.
Well, there are a lot of great women in this community who I think would like to get... I know the women's club's making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
These dances they're having are big deals now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. Yeah. And again, we've decorated the studio. The WWGH Christmas tree is up, and Santa Claus is here, and so is the Christmas tree on the desk. We get very festive at the holiday time.
You do.
But it's a short season this year.
Thanksgiving came as late as you can have a Thanksgiving.
Late as you can have it. So now we're only going to have, like, 27 shopping days, and then it's Christmas. That'll hurt commerce, I think.
Remember when you didn't, nobody shopped on Sunday?
Oh, no. Now it's Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And Monday apparently is bigger now than Friday. Did you know that Black Friday has never been the most shopped day, even though they've always made it out to be? That Christmas Eve is the most shopped day, and or sometimes the Saturday before Christmas Eve. No. So it's just a retailer's ploy.
I agree. Yeah.
Now, did you ever get a nice gift that you like a big television or anything like that?
Nothing really big, no.
That's what people are out doing right now.
Yeah.
They're out getting the big televisions.
Yeah, I'm one of those. I spend very little on television. I hear what the average person's going to spend like $950 or something like that. I'm not going to be anywhere near that because I don't buy a lot. I don't get the grandkid, I don't get my sister's kids or my brother-in-law anything. I mean, and with my dad not around this year, and they always said, when you're in your 90s, you don't need a whole lot. You're trying to get rid of stuff. Last thing you want, now get my mother a crossword. She likes to do crossword puzzles or get her a candle or something like that. But I'm certainly not going to spend a lot of money for anybody on my list.
So what's the most you've ever spent over the years? I mean, did you ever go just way out?
No, never did.
Did you have a gift from your childhood that sticks out in your mind?
I remember I got a chemistry set one year, and it was like the last thing I wanted because I wasn't into science, and I remember opening it. I was probably like second or third grade, and my mother still remembers this, and I said, I didn't know I wanted this, and I didn't. It sat in the corner probably for years. We probably gave it away or something. I got, when I was real young, I got not a live dog, but one of those big stuffed plush Dalmatians. I mean, it was bigger than I was. And I remember that. I liked that one a lot. And then I got, one year I remember I got a race car set. We had, like the two race cars and you could, drive them on the track. And I remember that. And we had a model railroad set for a little while. And I remember, getting some stuff for the train set. But, I never spent a lot of money to get anybody anything in particular. And, never really had any huge gift. I mean, I never got a car for Christmas or a trip or anything like that.
Now, do you like this new Elf on a Shelf craze that people do every year?
I am not familiar with
this. You don't know about Elf on a Shelf?
I don't.
Well, it's an elf. I guess its name is Jack, that everybody buys. And it's just like a little stuffed elf with a head on it. But what you do is every day leading up to Christmas, starting in December, overnight, Jack hides in your house somewhere. And then the kids get up and they have to find where he's been or what he's been doing. And this has become kind of an internet thing because people will take the picture of what this elf has been doing overnight, and it becomes a thing. If you look at Facebook during the holidays, you'll see a bunch of Elf on the Shelf pictures.
Yep. Not familiar at all with that.
What cookies did you used to leave out for Santa? In your house, what kind of cookies did he like?
It was always chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip.
Yep. Fresh-made, homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Do you like fruitcake?
Take it or leave it.
Yeah, it's not very good.
I don't make it a point to go out and get a fruitcake, but if I'm at a party and somebody has some fruitcake out on a plate, I'll maybe have a piece.
Yeah, it has a weird texture and a weird taste as far as I'm concerned, but people like it.
Do you like cranberry juice, cranberry sauce?
Oh, yeah, I like cranberry sauce. I had some of that yesterday.
Okay. Because that is one of the might be the least popular Thanksgiving treat. I saw some green bean casserole is up there.
I wouldn't like that.
Like the top five least like Thanksgiving treats or whatever. And I remember green bean casserole was one, but I think cranberry sauce was number one. I like cranberry sauce.
So I like it out of the can. I like that noise when it hits the plate, and then you cut it up.
Like when you take Spam out of the can, and it hits the plate.
But I don't like Spam. Do you?
I'll take it or leave it.
It's cured meat.
Yeah.
So if somebody gave you like Spam and a fruitcake, this wouldn't be a good meal for you.
I'd eat a little of both. I don't dislike Spam, but I'm certainly not going to go to the store and buy Spam.
No, who would? It's pricey now, but there's generic Spam.
I don't know. I'm not sure I'd do the generic
Spam.
Don't
want to go to the generic Spam.
Yeah, I don't know about
the
generic Spam.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, this 2 hours has flown right by, but you've got an hour here with Charlie coming up, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for coming in, as always. And we're going to continue on here. Charlie Evers will be on in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
You kidding? I fell down. I broke my leg. I got my both hips are gone. The knees are gone. And I sing songs. I've got over. It's driving insane.